Hey friend, are you asking yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? I don't think so. I think there's something else that I'm meant to be doing. Welcome to the Painting Your Path podcast, where we have real conversations about what it takes to step out, be bold, and do you. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo-Ramsey. Let's dive in. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Before I get into today's episode, I just wanted to share a couple things. The first thing is it's almost the end of 2022, right? And before we get into the holidays, I do want to share a last class that I'm offering. It's called the What Are You Waiting For Masterclass, and it is a three-part series. It's going to be live online. And it's for the aspiring creative entrepreneur who hasn't quite started yet. And let me just share a little bit about what we're going to cover. So day one is all about shushing that inner critic that keeps us from getting started. So that's what we're going to work on. We're going to work on our minds and ourselves, because really, in order to move forward, we've got to start from within. Day two is going to be all about talking about your creative business idea. Whether you have too many ideas or no ideas at all, you're not sure where you want to start, that's what we're going to talk about, and talking about how you can monetize your idea. And then day three is all about visibility. Once you've done some inner work, once you've got your idea, we're going to talk about how we're going to get the word out there, how we're going to be visible. So that's what we're going to cover in the three-day series, What Are You Waiting For? If you want to learn more, the link will be in the show notes. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I want to share is, maybe you have attended my past classes or summits. Maybe you're ready to take the next step to create your corporate exit plan and start building your creative business. Maybe you're already ready. So I do want to share that I'm launching my six-month program starting in January. So if you want to connect with me to see if you're a fit, please head over to the show notes and just book a Painting Your Path coffee chat, and we can talk more about it then. All right, so on to the show. I have Leah Benson back with us. And so if you have not heard part one, I'm just going to suggest you go back to that. And in today's conversation, just a warning, we are going to be talking about psychedelics. So if that is not your jam, may I suggest you skip this episode, but we're really going to be talking about psychedelics and how that can aid in creativity and aid in painting your path. So if that sounds intriguing to you, let's dive in. Welcome back, everyone, to another interview on Painting Your Path. And I'm so excited to bring back Leah Benson. This is part two of our conversation. So if you have not heard part one of my episode with Leah, pause, stop, go back and listen to episode one, and then come back to us. Okay. All right. So now I'm just going to assume you have listened to the first part of our conversation. So Leah, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Happy to be back.
Yeah. And so something that we talked about that Leah alluded to in our last conversation was the use of psychedelics in, our creativity and painting our own path. So this is where we're going to pick up and continue that part of our conversation. But first, I am going to have Leah just talk a little bit about her therapy practice and how it has evolved over time and how this has now been incorporated in her current practice. So Leah, take it away.
All right. Well, so I began in 2001, and I started in the therapy world is called depth psychology. And I won't really go into it further than that, but fast forward to 2010 or 2011, and I thought to myself, I have got to get people into their bodies. It's just, you know, that too much in the head, not enough real shifts. So I started practicing body psychotherapy, and fast forward to 2020, and well, 2018, people started asking me, you know, what I'd heard about ketamine and psychedelics to facilitate, you know, mental health journeys. And I hadn't heard anything. So I started doing my research. And in 2020, I started doing ketamine assisted psychotherapy and, you know, guiding people in using ketamine to facilitate their mental health journeys and goals. So that is kind of the progression. And I see that I see psychedelics and ketamine, and I differentiate them, and I'll explain that in a minute. But I see them as a tool, much in the same way that the bioenergetic exercises that we talked about in the last part of our conversation are facilitative of reaching your goals, whether you want to call them mental health goals or relationship goals or painting your path goals, your, you know, your work goals, your, you know, productivity goals, et cetera. So that is a summary there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And yeah, and let's just dive in. How can the use of psychedelics really help us in painting our path?
Okay. So the thing about, psychedelics is they put you in a sort of non-ordinary state of consciousness. I mean, that's kind of the sort of simplest way for me to explain what they do. And what that means is, you know, there's a sort of state of mind that's really important to be in to get things done, to, you know, kind of just focus and push forward. Then there's a state of mind for, you know, being creative and letting go and finding relaxation, all of which facilitate our paths in another way. So psychedelics and ketamine really facilitate that non-ordinary state of consciousness or relaxation. And, you know, what's coming to my mind at the moment is to just speak to the idea that, you know, wait a sec, like, the psychedelics, what? So when I talk about, you know, facilitating painting your path, right? I'm not talking about, you know, doing crazy deep dives, you know, or, you know, heroic doses of psychedelics or anything like that. I'm really thinking more of like a sort of, because there are different ways to use psychedelics and ketamine. The larger doses that are sort of mystical experiences and smaller doses that are sort of, you know, exploratory or creative or analytical, psycholytic, that's another word for it. So that's a very long answer in facilitating, assisting in painting your path, they really move you into a more expansive state of consciousness, which sounds kind of bizarre, but let's just substitute the word creative for expansive. It's the sort of for the mind state of creativity that is one important aspect of painting your path. So that's how.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Dave.
And I'm Greg. And we host the Unconventional Therapist Guide to Nothing,
a podcast all about mental health.
Well, Dave, I'd say it's more about psychology.
Yeah, but it's also true crime.
It's kind of about societal phenomenon and odd historical figures.
And cults.
Sometimes it's spooky, though.
How about this? This is the Unconventional Therapist Guide to Nothing.
So whether you're looking to work on your mental health, learn about history and society, or just have a few laughs, check us out. We're two licensed therapists trying to understand the world's anomalies.
Join us as we discuss the most interesting topics in a way that helps you better understand yourself, the world, and the people around you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cause you know, I can already hear people saying, wait a minute, psychedelics, like I did that in my 20s and I don't know if I want to repeat that again. And so thank you for sharing about that. And I would love for you to just talk a little bit about, well, your experience in using this in your practice and what are maybe some of the outcomes that you have seen from this psychedelic assisted therapy, if I'm using the right language.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it. Right. So beginning, like I said, in 2020, starting to work with people who were, going to the ketamine clinics and then coming to see me for therapy. But also, you know, guiding people, sitting with people and sort of doing those lower analytic doses and kind of talking through uncomfortable experiences they've had that they were, had been previously unable to talk through, or really working with people through a, you know, like a 6 month or year long process of sort of beginning a journey with a psychedelic. And when I say this in my practice, it's because ketamine is the only sort of fully legal psychedelic, even though it's a, what's called a non-traditional psychedelic. I'm talking about ketamine in working with people. So what I've seen is like ketamine facilitating the speed of therapy. For instance, like, let's just say one session facilitated through ketamine in that session, or taken the day before and then the therapy is the day after, is that the work that gets done and the changes in people's brains that occur make one session of therapy turn into the value of about 10 sessions of therapy. So it just, you know, the changes that occur in the brain really, I'm just going to use the word facilitate again. You know, the chemical soup in the brain allows them to understand things from a different perspective and we'll say learn faster. And it really is, you know, that there's something in the world of psychedelics you hear about called plasticity, which is your brain's ability to learn.
Yeah.
And there is a window of opportunity that is created with a psychedelic, and lots of other things will create this state in the brain, but it's not as sort of intense in those other methods as it is with under the influence of a psychedelic. Anyway, so you get this window of opportunity where your brain just sort of is like a sponge. Your brain turns more like that of a child, where the effort in learning is not required. It just happens. It's just great. Yeah. And that same brain state is it's a very creative brain state. It's it just, you know, your brain talks to itself, so to speak, in new ways. So the way it's worked in my practice is that people just, they find themselves more open to things that they kind of knew that would be helpful to them, but they never started doing, or understanding, you know, historical experiences from a new perspective, right? Like just kind of the impact of some past experience that was like really overwhelming is just suddenly not overwhelming anymore. And
yeah,
I'm actually writing a book that explains it much more in depth. It's called, I'm almost done with it. It's called, I'm calling it The Beginner's Guide to Ketamine Therapy for Professionals and Skeptics.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
it just creates an openness of understanding and an ease of learning that is, it, like I said, facilitative of, you know, mental health, relationships, your perspective on the world, your perspective of yourself, and any goals that you have, including those in, you know, painting your path in your work life. So that's kind of how I've been using it with folks in my practice, in my therapy practice. But I've also, I I've been building my own experience and understanding of the different molecules, right? So ketamine being legal, you can access it anywhere. And because I'm a licensed professional, I'm very careful about when and how I engage in these things. So for instance, psilocybin, nothing else is legal everywhere, and psilocybin, the mushrooms, are legal in certain jurisdictions, or they're not legal, but decriminalized. Mm-hmm. And so I became familiar with the psilocybin and its value and its, sort of subjective experience for me. And I've had experiences of very high doses and very low doses. And like I said, so this sort of mystical experience dose, these are very high doses of these psychedelics. But the lower doses opening up creativity, both ketamine and psilocybin, the opening up creativity in a very gentle way. It's not an overwhelming experience. You don't sort of lose touch with the normal sensory data that's coming into your eyeballs and ears doesn't change. But your mind kind of opens in this a very gentle, creative way. And if you have a goal of, let's just say, figuring out what is my next step, in painting my path, a sort of easy 2 or 3 hour journey experience facilitated by, a low dose of psilocybin is very valuable to being in that space that is, well, again, facilitative of your creative process.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, that's kind of the long and short.
I love it. And I think, thinking back to traditional, I don't know what to call it, traditional therapy that I had, deep mm-hmm. depth therapy, as you said, mm-hmm. and just thinking about the years. I mean, nothing's, it wasn't wasted time, but it was just, it took, for some things, it took a really long time. And I can see how with this, how quickly that can maybe shift perspective, open up your mind, as you said, mm-hmm. just to seeing things in a different way that, maybe just by talking and again, being really in your head about that mm-hmm. and having to process it and it taking a long time. So I think that's mm-hmm. really cool that we have options now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful that the use of these, I mean, I think, there were some really irresponsible ideas back in the day, that, put psychedelics sort of, in a closet and locked them away for, from the world, or at least around here in the US. Right. So there are people who were victims of the drug war, because of the policing and such. And there were those of us who were victims of the drug war in that we did not know the value of psychedelics. The value of them was really lost to us in our journeys, in our early adulthood, so there's, 20 years of value that could have been ascertained from the use of psychedelics for, for those of us who were too goody two shoes, to do that illegal stuff. Cause I know I was one of those people.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. And like you said, we're not talking heroic doses where you're, this is something different. So
sure.
Yeah.
There's absolutely,
sure.
That's another conversation.
Right. Yeah.
To facilitate and assist on painting your path, it's really small. I want to tell you a story specifically how low doses low medium doses of these psychedelics can be helpful for creativity. So there was a story back in the days of the research in the 60s-ish, I think, late 50s maybe, where one of the researchers took a group of professionals, you know, architects and engineers and physicists and maybe even a novelist, and all these people who had very specific problems to solve. You know, these are problems, you know, just work things that they had been trying to find solutions for, you know, creative solutions for. And it was probably six people, and it was men at the time, because, you know, that's just how it was back then. They're the ones in the workforce, basically. And they all took a small dose of, I think it was mescaline, which is, you know, it's kind of got the same chemical properties as psilocybin, you know, underneath. So they had their journeys, and then at the end, they spent time, you know, 2 or 3 hours, like really, because their intention was to come up with a solution for whatever the problem was. And then they spent 2 or 3 hours really just, you know, like writing down everything around that problem that kind of came to them after their little journey with the medicine. And then they were checked up on, I think, 3 weeks later. I might be completely butchering, you know, the details of this story, but they were checked in on later, and every single one of them had come up with a solution that, like, and more than one solution in some cases, but that they solved their problem and money was made and deals were closed as a result of this psychedelic moment they had given themselves to get in that creative state of mind and solve their problems. So, yeah, I think that's a really important piece of information to know, is that, like, in research, this is known to have occurred.
So. Yeah. Oh, thanks for sharing that story. And I can see why and how that happened. So I'm glad it was documented.
Yeah.
As we wind down, Leah, anything else that you want to share on this topic or anything about painting your path?
Goodness. I feel like anything I say is just going to make me sound like a, you know, a drug proselytizer. any tool that you can find that doesn't have more downsides than upsides to get you moving toward your goals, go for it, you know?
Yeah.
I can't help myself. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I'm going to do it, you know?
Yes.
So Clarissa and I have been collaborating on an idea,
yes,
to do a little something around this topic.
Yes.
To facilitate those who want to get more creative on their, and in painting their path. So
yeah.
I'll let you say more about that if you want to.
Oh yeah, sure. No, thanks for saying that. Yeah, that is coming, and you will hear more about it as we figure out the details. But at the time of this recording, we have been talking about doing a short-term retreat, is what I'm going to call it, in quarter one of 2023, to really set off your new year feeling good, creating goals and having a great experience. So more to come on that. Thanks for bringing it up.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, that'll do it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week. And until then, keep painting your path. Bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Leah. Would love to hear what you are taking away. Feel free to message me on social and let me know there. And just a reminder, next week is my What Are You Waiting For masterclass, happening December 14th, 15th, and 16th. If you'd like to learn more, head on over to the show notes and just click the link. And if you are ready to paint a new path in 2023 and you want to learn more about my Painting Your Path group coaching program, please feel free to book a chat with me. You can just use the link that's in the show notes to book a coffee chat, and we'll go from there. And then last but not least, we let the cat out of the bag. We are doing, Leah and I are doing, a retreat in Q1 of 2023. I think it's probably going to be March, and it's going to be in St. Pete's, Florida. So more to come on that, but just wanted to at least give you a little bit of a timeline and a location. So more to come on that. Thank you again for tuning in, and until then, keep painting your path.